You might remember, in fact, I had to look it up because I didn't remember exactly what day, but I knew that we did said something about this. And it was last Wednesday. I had a story about Oakland County, just down I-75. Oh, there are other routes you could get there, but that'd be the easiest
That's
way.
The main one.
Yeah. How during this time of struggle and challenge for many, the county commissioners were talking about a pay raise for themselves. 1%, wasn't a lot, but still, 1%, which they're not going to do. I guess they're going to do it for some executive positions this year, and they actually are going to do a 1% raise in the coming years, but, you know, raise some eyebrows, because, again, the optics, as they say.
Yeah, well, it's just, high unemployment.
Just not good,
Right.
Mm-hmm. Must be something in Southeast Michigan.
Oh, another one?
From Sterling Heights, city of Macomb County.
Yeah.
The city council is scheduled to consider a new contract for its longtime city manager this week. In fact, tomorrow, if I'm reading this correctly, it says 7 o'clock Tuesday. One of the issues on the council's agenda is for a pay raise for the city manager of $37,950.
Ooh, what percentage increase is that?
Yeah.
Doesn't say. It's going to raise his annual salary to $202,950.
Whoa.
As the Sterling Heights mayor explains, it would bring him to the level of other city manager of cities of its size. Mm-hmm. Sterling Heights is a rather large city, and in comparison terms of population, His income is below that of others, and the mayor says that he is the best city manager in Michigan. He'd hate to lose him, and that's why he wants to raise his pay.
That sounds like about, I'm just roughing my quick calculation, about 15% increase.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'll trust you. So that's going to be what one of the agenda items is going to be on Tuesday. Mr. Mayor, I have to say that, in my opinion, if this were to go through, you wouldn't have to worry about the city manager losing the city manager. You'd have to worry about losing your
mayor
job.
Losing his job, yeah.
At least one council member thinks it's the wrong time to consider a raise, says a raise at this time is wrong for the city of Sterling Heights, where many of our citizens and businesses are hurting from COVID. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
COVID, unemployment, reductions in salary in many cases through this year.
And besides, and this is part two of the reason why this one council member has spoken up, I love this, it also smacks of rank hypocrisy as we, as he's talked about the city of Sterling Heights, mm-hmm. are asking both Lansing and Washington, D.C. for funding to augment our own city budget due to the hurt we're having from the pandemic. Essentially, you say, we're going to try and augment our budget and we're going to pay this guy out of our budget. Not a good look.
No, it's not.
Not a good look. And there's other parts of the story. This was in the Detroit News Online. It talked about his, well, he's done. And again, some of these, they're not disputing that he's done a good job, perhaps needs a raise, but just.
What would be class is if the city manager came forward and said, look, I understand how you want to do this and retain me. I will forego. Let's put this off for now, and I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Right.
That would be a touch of class.
Right. Yep. Agreed.
And there's nothing in here about any response he may have had. Wonder if he knows.
Well, he does now.
Well, he got a nice compliment. He's supposedly the best in Michigan.
The greatest in Michigan, yes.
And he may be again. I don't know. There's a lot of credit that he's been given here. They talk about that the mayor credits the city manager as almost single-handedly obtaining a $100 million federal road grant for our project to rebuild a main road in that area, Mound Road, which is a huge road in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, wow. They're going to rebuild that from 696 to M59?
Whoa.
Holy cow.
That's
a pretty good stretch.
That's a very good stretch.
Yeah.
I wonder why it's $100 million. note to self, when visiting family, do not take Mound Road until the construction is done.
Right.
So it sounds like, you know, maybe it's justified to raise his salary just not this year.
Yeah. Again, right. You know,
it's not a good look.
No, it's not a good look. Some people are struggling.
There are certain times that it would work for a better conversation, and this is not one of those times. Although, having said that, this isn't too bad for Sterling Heights. It says here, that in 2020, Sterling Heights expects to record revenue of about $110 million and expenditures of about $106 million. That's like $4 million in profit there.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
Maybe he deserves a raise. I don't know. Based on that, he's got them in the black.
Well, maybe they ought to give him a three-year contract, 0% the first year, and then raise it some the second and third year.
Yeah.
But I don't know about 15%.
Post-pandemic or something.
Yeah,
like
right, post-pandemic.
Or, yeah, maybe step it, you know. The first year we'll give you 7%, and then as long as...
Second year, not the first year.
Yeah, as long as you can mm-hmm. still get us up to where... So I don't know. Just like I was just fascinated. Just like so when I first saw this, like, didn't we just talk about this? Oh wait, in a different community. Same bad luck. Something going on in Southeast Michigan. I don't know. Let's see. So we heard from Oakland County. We heard from Macomb County. Wayne County's next. Stay tuned.